Gregson. Inspector, I have to warn you that I'm in grave danger of losing my temper.
I thought you already had.
I mean, lose it completely.
And what good would that do?
Inspector, how long is it since I arrived at Scotland Yard?
I've no idea.
Well, then I'll tell you. 1 hour and 2 minutes. All that time wasted in trying to get you to sign that blessed piece of paper.
Now, be fair, Mr. Holmes. You couldn't even get hold of me for the first half hour.
Nevertheless, Inspector, please, I beg you, sign that form so that we can get into the house.
Take it easy. You'll have a heart attack.
Don't you realize a man may be dead because of your refusal to sign?
Now, when did I say that I refused exactly? It's just that matters of this kind have to be studied. We can't go letting any Tom, Dick or Harry into people's houses, can we?
This is unbearable. I shall have to report it.
Relax, sir. I'll sign. But you do understand how careful we have to be. Ah, tea. Just the very thing.
Well, Inspector, at long, long last, the Myrtles.
Not a very inviting-looking place, I must say.
Well, let's all get out and begin, shall we?
I think we can send the carriage away, don't you, Sherlock?
Good idea. Out we get in.
Yeah.
You're asleep, are you, Watson?
Thoughtful, Holmes. Thoughtful.
All right, cabby. That will be all. We won't require your services further.
Right, good night, sir.
Well, now, what have we here? A deserted house, by the look of it.
And the windows are certainly all dark.
Yes, our birds have flown and the nest empty.
Why are you so sure?
Oh, you see, just there. A carriage heavily loaded with luggage has passed this way during the past hour.
Well, I can see the wheel tracks, but where does the luggage come in?
Well, you see...
May I, dear boy?
Yes.
You see, Inspector, you may be observing the same wheel tracks going the other way, but the outward-bound ones are very much deeper. So much so that, as my brother says, there was obviously considerable weight on the carriage.
My brother is, of course, perfectly correct.
Always think you know the answer, don't you, sir?
Well, what's the point in thinking one knows, Inspector? The trick is to know one knows.
I wonder, Holmes, if I might whisper Norbury in your ear.
What?
Norbury. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Watson.
Now then, the door.
Well, it's not going to be an easy one to force by the look of it. Still, if we can't get anyone to hear us, we'll give it a try.
I've got this window open.
Have you indeed? Well, it's a mercy that you're on the side of the force and not against it, Mr. Holmes. Well, I think under the circumstances we may enter without an invitation. Come on now. Oh. Now, just one moment now while I light my lamp there. Now, what have we here? Two glasses, an empty brandy bottle, and the remains of a meal.
What was that?
What?
Wait. It's upstairs. Come on. It's coming from in there. The door's locked. Stand aside, Watson. I'll fling myself at it, see what happens. That's what happens, nothing.
Oh, let me try. No, let me try, my dear Inspector. My bulk on this occasion is somewhat in my favor.
Good man. Now, I'm going in. It's Taco. Give it time, it'll clear.
What did you say it was?
My brother said it was charcoal, Inspector. Not the most pleasant of aromas.
Stand back from the door. It'll get better.
But will my shoulder, I ask myself.
Did you see anything, Holmes? Oh, I didn't have time, I'm afraid.
Yes, so what now?
Well, so now I'll go back in and try and get the window open.
You need help?
Thank you, but no. You're going to get crashing into each other. On the other hand, you could hold your lamp at the door. May give me some light. Reckon. Here I go.
No, take care. Don't take any risks.
I'll do my best, Inspector. Reckon. Now, what's happening, Holmes? I've got the window open.
Rather good at opening windows, isn't it?
There's a tripod in here that the fumes are coming out of.
Come out yourself, Sherlock. Give yourself some air.